Can't relate or communicate with your teen? Welcome to Baffled with your hosts, Jason and Sam, who are here to help you understand your misunderstood teen. As teen educators and trainers, they understand what it is that is baffling you as a parent. Enjoy the show.
All right. Well, welcome back to Baffled. We're so glad you're with us again. We have our special guest, Corey Thornton, who's back on the show. But before we get to that, let's talk about the quote of the day. And that is, I follow three rules. Do the right thing, do the best you can, and always show people you care. And that's by Lou Holtz. Good stuff there. So this time, instead of me interviewing, we're going to bring in Sam. And Sam's going to sit down with Corey. And Corey's going to share some more wisdom nuggets for us that help us to reach this generation that needs us. They really do need us, and we're a team. We're a team together trying to reach this culture. So without further ado, here's Corey and Sam.
All right. Thank you, Jason, for that. I'm here with Corey. Very excited to sit down and talk about what we have in store for you. So we're going to hop right in. Corey, since you're in, I just told you, the belly of the beast of the culture, that I know Jason and I, we deal with things, but we have our bubbles. You seem to be in a bubble that a lot of people want to shy away from, but that's why we're so glad that you're doing it, right? So what is your view of the culture that our youth is facing today?
The culture today, man, they're in trouble right now. They're in trouble. They need a lot of help because of the social media, of trying to live up to a platform that, a world that's not real. It's all fake. And the best thing to do is just be yourself and do the right thing, like what you said. If you do the right thing, you'll always win. If you do the right thing, you'll always win. This culture today is going in the wrong path. Easy to be influenced. You know, really understand the person who you are, who you're trying to follow. Because a lot of this stuff that social media influencers are selling you, it's not the real deal. A lot of them have taken the bag. The bag is the money. And they don't care about what you, how you feel. They don't care as long as they're getting paid. So your real heroes are your parents. Your real heroes are your youth leaders, your or people that organize and go out and do good in the community. Those are your real heroes. And if you don't know it, you're going to learn it as life goes on. I'm telling you all.
That's, awesome. Yeah, it is, right? Because, I mean, nothing removes the backbone of somebody more than money.
Right.
So I bet you a lot of people don't still want to carry those morals, but once you put the bag in front of them, they start sniffing it, and then that backbone goes away, and then they are just puppets to the system.
That's it.
Continuously, right?
Yep.
So I know, so one of the biggest things we've noticed a lot too, and I'm pretty sure you notice, is that, like, what we would say are the wrong options and the wrong opinions and the wrong choices are now glorified more than doing the right thing. So why do you think that? Is it kind of with the social media, or is it deeper?
Yes. We living in a time and a day right now. What is wrong is right. What is right is wrong. You know, like I say, everybody that's out there pushing a negative vibe, we're glorifying these people. They're putting them on pedestals and giving them everything they want, you know, the money, the houses, the cars, and protecting them. So if you try to follow that image and chase after that image, you're going to get in trouble along the journey. But they're not going to tell you this. As long as they're protected and they're making their money, they really don't care. But you got to do what's right. If you do what's right, you'll always win. It's going to be a long journey. Because when we're out doing the right thing, nothing comes overnight. It takes time. It's like steps, climbing up the steps. Don't skip steps, because if you skip steps, you're going to not understand the process that you had to take to get to where you're at today. So don't do any shortcuts. Just trust the process, take the steps, and once you get to where you want to be, when you master whatever you're going to be, whatever you're called to be, you're going to appreciate that even more. And the ones that do take the shortcuts. You're going to see them. Yeah, they're going to be up here. They're going to be all in your face bragging, yeah, we got this, we got this. But there's going to come a point and a time where you're going to watch these people fall. And when they fall much harder. I've watched this throughout my career. So it does happen. Take the longer route in life so you can appreciate everything and always do what's right. You're going to win. This is a marathon. This ain't a quick race. Mm-hmm. You guys can do it.
Yeah, again, yeah, I 100% backing that. Man, your words are so powerful. You can just tell through the years of experience.
I appreciate
that. When you speak, it's just so cool to hear that because right now, as people who work with teenagers, mm-hmm. Or even raising teenagers, you have to be countercultural.
Yes, you
right?
do.
But nothing is less cooler than countercultural.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you think that teenagers can, you know, start that marathon, right? What's the, because right now we're just looking, we're on those moving sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, you know, we want to quick fix the laziness. Mm-hmm. Like how to become rich and lazy at the same time. It's like only one person wins a lottery each drawing,
mm-hmm.
right? And then that person even sometimes doesn't even stay with it.
Nope.
So what do you think would be the best steps for teenagers right now to start either focusing in that mindset of marathon over a quick, lucky sprint?
Listen to your parents, boys and girls, students. Listen to your parents. They've already been there and done that. You guys like to play video games. So what is the first thing you do when you get a video game? You like to go on YouTube and look for the answers in order to get to the next level. Your parents is living that life. So listen to what your parents or, you know, you may have a mentor placed in your life. Everything you need, God will have everything you need around you at that moment that you need it. And if you take their advice and listen to their advice, you will win the game. When you be rebellious and don't want to listen, you will lose the game. Many pop artists, rap artists, country artists that I've been around, they won't tell you this stuff because they have to live this image to be hard and tough. And they're not telling people the real deal. Half of the people we're following went to school to get an education. They have a degree, but they won't tell you that. They got to keep the hard image. But everybody that you need, if you listening to this podcast right now, everybody you, and he will always have somebody around you at that time that you need. Listen to those people. We've already walked the walk. I would hate to see you make the same mistakes I made. So I'm going to give you the answers, the secret sauce, so you can bypass that hole that's in the road, that pothole, and keep moving forward. I'm giving you the answer so you can take the torch and move it further. If you just listen, don't try to do things on your own. That's been my whole success. That's why I'm living a dream life right now. Everybody I hang around is 25, 30 years older than me, and I just sit to the table and I listen to everything they say. See, we write a lot of old people off, and we don't want to hear nothing they got to say. But they're sitting around with all the wisdom and all the answers. Mm-hmm. That's how come my life is thriving. And a lot of people that I've grew up with, I try to share that stuff with them. They don't want to hear it, but they sit back watching me be successful. So how is the answers is right there for me, and my friends don't want to take it. You got to learn to listen. If you learn to listen and utilize the resources that are around you, you're just going to thrive as high, and God is going to bless you with more than you can imagine. And that is the key. I'm sticking with that script, and that is what's going to work, and people are not going to tell you this, but I'm telling you as a music artist, a business owner, a commissioner for the beaches, everything I can think of, I'm living this life because I stayed on the path and I did what I was supposed to do. And I surround myself around like-minded people. If you know somebody out there doing something bad, don't hang around these people because all they're going to do is drag you in the ditch right along with them. So you have to choose your friends wisely. Do what's right, you'll always win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to back up to that because it's good enough, right? You can tell you're professional. Because, I mean, I've always lived by and thought of and even taught with kids, just like, God's not going to take away something that he won't replace with himself.
Right.
So your popularity, the money, the things you're going after, even though if you're not getting that or that's just fool's gold, God's going to replace that with something that's going to be so much more rich and so much more loving for you. But we just have to start listening to the right people around us, right?
The right people.
That's why organizations like Mortal Life and then Corey Thornton Productions exist, because sometimes as you guys, as parents and youth workers, your words are just impactful, but sometimes you can feel like your words are empty. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're tag teaming this, right?
Yes.
That's why we have other people. And so we don't like to call you guys older people. When we explain it and we kind of talk about, like, we talk about respect. Who do we be respecting? I'm always just like, well, obviously I'll take with the easy answer. Everyone at all times. Get subjective. And then we go through a list, and it's older people, but we say more experience, right? Because you're more experienced in life. You were once teenagers. Your teenagers are currently teenagers. So it is a good idea. You can have them listen to this podcast to listen to the people who have walked down that road, right? Mm-hmm. The example of the video game going online, because trust me, I've YouTubed when I got stuck in a video game before, right? You know, because I want to keep my controller intact, not throwing it across the room. So I go to YouTube that way. But we do have to learn and encourage our children to pursue it first, critical thinking, and then, hey, mom, dad, Mr., Mrs., whatever, I'm stuck. That's when we can come in and not belittle, but that's when we can come in and kind of just like, all right, cool. I can be your YouTube guide on how to fix this. So, Corey, last thing for this. Now we've made a message to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the parents, guardians, youth workers, what would be your encouragement to them as they try and live and teach your teenagers to be what we would say now countercultural?
Just keep doing what you're doing every day. It's a long fight, and we're all in this together. And just keep speaking life into these students. Even though if they act like they don't hear it when you tell it to them, one day they're going to get it. They're going to always remember everything that you've done. And you know the real deal of what we're facing each and every day. So you got to get creative and find a way to make the connection with the students. And it's you got to get on their level sometime. And if you could do those things and you know, take it one day at a time, because a lot of us out here, we feel like we're overloaded. We want to help and save everybody. We know we're not going to be able to do that, but the goal is to get many as we can. But just take it one day at a time, because everybody I talk to at all these youth councils, they're all stressed out right now. Parents are stressed out. They don't know what to do. One day they're going to get it, but you can't give up. Just take it one day at a time. That's what I'm doing out here. And shout out to everybody that is in the community, the streets, the organizations, the outreaches, everybody. Keep your head up, keep moving forward, and keep God first, and everything is going to be okay.
Amen to that, right? So we'll just wrap up with this. Frederick Douglass said that it's easier to raise strong children, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, than to fix broken men.
Right.
And so that's why I want you guys to continue to pursue after, do the work now. And so when they are later on, you see the rewards so much, right? It takes a long time to mine and to shape things and get the things that you need. But the finished product is going to be so glorious when you put in those years of, I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to do this. You're just a worse. You're boring. Why do you even care? You don't know what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those words may hurt, but pushing through that, knowing that they are teenagers, and knowing you probably said the same exact thing to your parents. We have to stick together and be strong. Corey, thank you so much for your wisdom in the past two episodes.
Thank you.
Again, Corey's stuff is going to be on our description at the bottom, but also just plug your stuff one more time.
Yes, it's CoreyThornton.com. I'm on all the social media platforms. You can email me at CoreyThorntonProductions@gmail.com. And thank y'all for having me on your show. I wish the best for everybody. And this is our time. This is our season. This is our time and this is our season.
I like it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Baffled. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Baffled, helping you understand your misunderstood teen. We hope you enjoyed the show today. For more inspiration and information, check out our website at m2l.org. Feel free to ask questions, call, or email us.